MGTOW men, welcome back. The MGTOW life is a bit of discipline. That's another reason why many people don't like MGTOW thought, or they might turn their nose up at it or you. It's because discipline looks back at you and says, you need me, you know it, but you're not willing to put in the effort and put in the sacrifice with that. Knowing to make the difference, you need to take some acts of discipline in your life. And the other thing is, piety is often mistaken for arrogance. So I was thinking the other day and trying to formulate a line that echoed what I was pondering. And I came up with that line, piety is often mistaken for arrogance. It doesn't have to be piety. It can just be standards. It doesn't have to be standards. It can just be very basic life practices, disciplines. A lot of people are so defeated and down on themselves that they don't like to see other people taking responsibility for their lives. Things in their lives. A lot of people are defeated by other people that hold themselves to life disciplines. If you're living with somebody and you are not getting in shape and you see that other person getting in shape and taking the necessary disciplinary steps, sometimes resentment comes into play there. Sometimes envy. Okay, and this can be life disciplines as simple as going for a run each morning, not drinking alcohol, being celibate, praying every day, meditating every day, reading a book a week. Our society has become very weak mentally, especially Western culture. And thus we see the proliferation of the popularity of people like Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris because of the need for people to bring forth some authority in what they're saying, because that's largely decimated today. So today's video is going to be about this idea of discipline in MGTOW. So when I penned that thought, piety or discipline is often mistaken for arrogance, I Googled that and wanted to see what came up alongside it. Interestingly, I got a quote from Richard Dawkins and it said, undisguised clarity is easily mistaken for arrogance. So I pondered that for a bit and I thought, why is that? This is because nobody lives with convictions today. So the more conviction that you have, the more arrogant you appear in people's eyes, because conviction means absolute. You can't have an absolute, as that would be objective. And we know the perception of objective in today's culture. Today's perception of objective is arrogance. And this is where it comes from. So what's also loosely connected here is the fixation that society has on hedonism. The more hedonistic you are, the more that you hope that other people are hedonistic with you. Because, and this is an important connector here, this lessens the level of conviction that you feel for acting as you do. It lessens the amount of shame that you experience, and it lessens the amount of personal regret that you could express for acting as you did on a daily basis. So hedonism is now the norm, and discipline is the demonic aberrant behavior. So MGTOW standards and disciplines actually rot with nose-turned misunderstanding, because it's another life conviction. It's also receiving derision because it's the clear manifestation of something that modern-day society has absolute disdain for. That thing that society has disdain for is the discipline. Modern-day society loathes it because discipline looks right back at them and is an accuser. A lot of accusers are unjust, that's for sure, but there are some accusers that are accurate, and discipline is one of them. Discipline is one of the greatest resources of the MGTOW life. You can take MGTOW whatever path you want. You are holding the dog by the leash. You are the rudder to your life. You determine, while there are some limitations to this, largely though, you can determine the route that you go on and end up on. That may not be now, but that may be in 5 years. You determine what the road will look like. It's up to you. Are you going to grasp it? Further misunderstandings. I don't think that people are aware of the fact that MGTOW is a discipline. For me, it is at least. And people see MGTOW as a movement against something. No, MGTOW is the righting of a ship. And the ship is the internal mind of a man. And it's resonating with our hearts because our bodies have been fed corn syrup for generations and TV dinners. So for those of you that might be new or don't know this, my name is Sunrise Hoodie. And it's a moniker that I came up with that represents the very thing I'm talking about today. It's discipline. I would get up at the sunrise before anyone else was functioning, and I would get up and put my hoodie on, as this was during a period of my life that I was routinely getting up at the sunrise, and where I was living at the time was a very barren kind of cold area. And then as the sun was rising, I was putting my hoodie on not only to stay warm, but it represented the focus that I needed to create. It represented the life steps that I needed to take before I was responsible for taking care of my daily steps. And to have laser-like focus on what I want to do in my life and with my time, I wore the hoodie. Sunrise hoodie. And the thing is, the hoodie stayed on metaphorically for the rest of the day. you don't take the hoodie down. You leave it up internally and you don't get distracted, or you at least hope not to. So the reason that the early mornings were necessary is that this creates discipline and this creates a leverage point. It's the feeling of Washington crossing the Delaware in the early morning. It's the sneak attack, the famed one in Trenton, New Jersey. It's only possible because of discipline. It's only possible because of a lack of discipline in one party and full-fledged discipline by another. Washington's forces stayed sober and stayed awake, while the Hessians stayed drunk and stayed asleep. It's a magic trick that we don't tap into or realize that we actually have autonomy over, and that magic trick is generating more time. But the time you spend when nobody else is awake or around tends to count more than the time that you spend when everyone is awake and they are around. This is the early morning, the sunrise, or late at night, and this is because people are not expecting you to be working. If they are not expecting you to be working and you are working, think about just how more efficient that you become. If people are also not contacting you and you are working, think about just how much more efficient and effective you are. You have unabated attention. It's just you and your goals. It's a time period in your day that represents what the MGTOW lifestyle is about. So seize it. And it's like sleeping is the expression of freedom today. But the thing is, right here is where I see a potential hang up for a lot of guys, especially those that are pondering what freedom means within MGTOW. They're saying, why do you hold yourself to all of these disciplines? Why do you hold yourself to all of these standards and create this daily log of what you have to accomplish, what you have to learn, what you have to do? Isn't that boxing you in? Isn't that taking freedom away from you? Don't you want to break free from that? Why are you voluntarily creating discipline for yourself and taking away freedom from yourself? The misunderstanding behind all of this is this: discipline is not the opposite of freedom. Laziness can be the opposite of freedom. The lazier you are, the more that you are creating a treadmill that has increasingly fast speed. And this is where the red pill and the blue pill perspective comes forth. The blue pill mindset is the blue pill nightmare. The blue pill mindset is current pleasure doesn't mean that I won't have future pleasure. Current pleasure just means pleasure right now, and I'll still have the potential to have future pleasure, right? That's not how math works. You create future pleasure and present joy with current discipline. The blue pill nightmare is what emerges into your life if you buy into the latter. The blue pill world is not reality, and the blue pill world is debt. The blue pill world is persistent pleasure, never self-discipline and abstinence. And the blue pill world shames discipline, and it shames commitment and integrity, and it can't see past the little things that are done in the life of a person in the state of discipline, interestingly. So I'll get shamed for not using air conditioning or going on a long run in a sweatshirt. I'll get shamed because I'm apparently not living to the fullest, because living to the fullest is the utilization of all pleasure that can be acquired in the moment. It's getting the closest parking spot in the parking lot all the time and being happy about it. It's being in comfort all the time. No, it's not. I find so much more pleasure in going on my own way, because it ensures that I'll be able to set the barometer of discipline that I know that I need to utilize to get to my end goals in life, or at least to try to get there. And this is because the world is actually backwards. Success is earned backwards, and a life full is earned backwards. And that's the shaming of MGTOW. When you say no to sex, no to the donut that's offered at work, and as Jocko Willink says, people that actually bring donuts and pizza into the office are not doing anything but bringing sabotage. They're saboteurs. People shame you for not having any fun and not taking full advantage of that donut, but they don't realize that by not taking advantage of that donut, that you create a better future. Okay? You don't have to be up this early. Why are you doing that to yourself? It's because by doing that right now and taking that discipline right now, I create an exponentially greater amount of freedom in the future, and you can keep up with the treadmill. You're not a demon-possessed ascetic like other people think you are. You're actually obsessed with freedom, and MGTOW is inverted here, and this is why it's not seen. People haven't developed the eyesight to see that it's inverted and that it's actually backwards. It's beautiful. And here's another thing that appears backwards, but it's actually forward-thinking. It comes from the interview that I watched recently with Jocko Willink, and I referenced. He states, it seems like sleeping in the morning is a form of freedom, but when you sleep in, you don't get things done, so now you get on this treadmill, and you become a slave to the fact that you don't have discipline. That's the blue pill nightmare that I brought up earlier. The blue pill nightmare is a treadmill speed and incline that you can't keep up with. The treadmill starts going faster and faster because you saw it spending more and more of your freedom, which prompts it to go faster and faster according to its response, thinking that you have the amount of life freedom to pay back and keep up with that speed, but you don't. And then what happens is that you get behind. What happens is that you're working that job that you have to work to support the bills that you can't afford because of a past that lacked discipline. It's a past that lacked discipline, so you built up credit card debt trying to impress a girl that you don't have. Then you settled for a chick and you bought her a ring that you can't afford, and you cared less about your health, so you didn't work out enough and thus stopped caring about your diet since you lost control in another area of life, and now your medical bills are increasing. Now you've got anxiety, so you can't sleep, so you're eating more sweets to keep you awake, to keep your mood up, and now life is getting away from you, and you realize the people that shamed you from life discipline that equated freedom in the past, they were really just transient voices, and you didn't actually have to listen to them. So here in MGTOW, we're realizing we don't have to listen to those voices, and I'm speaking to all of you MGTOW red pill men out there right now that are grinding early in the morning, starting a business, staying in shape. Maybe you're just 28 right now, and you get up very early morning, you work that job at Walmart, and you work another job in construction, and you're just trying to save money to get that free time by the time you're 45, but you know that for the next 10 years, you're going to have to put blinders up to the world because you are trying to get away from the distractions, and that's okay. I'm here to tell you the discipline's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off because you never got there, just know that you should have no regrets because you did everything that you could to create the life that benefits from that discipline. Discipline's nutritious. To get the fruits of MGTOW, you have to have it. The world doesn't like the nutrition, nor does it like MGTOW for that matter. But oh well, sunrisecity@gmail.com, sunrisecity on Twitter. Hoodies up, hoodies out.